Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
Coming to you from, we have a little bit of rain today, but from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want to let you know that it is simply beautiful, even when we have our little rain. It's simply amazing. Again, this is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank you for calling and hanging out with us every single week. If you'd like to call in, those of you that don't know the number, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number being area code 347-324-5730. What I'd like for you to do now is kind of sit back, relax, and, you know, it's raining here in Vegas, but I'm still on fire. I love the fact that we can have the change of seasons, even in Las Vegas, the rain to come and cleanse the air and prepare us for what's to be. Clean air. We can breathe better. Open up the windows of your house. And as a matter of fact, with the rain, open up your very heart. We're still talking today. We're on to our part two of Straightening My Tiara. That's the title of the show today. So I'd like for you to get a cup of coffee, a glass of water, hot tea, whatever it takes for you to be engaged today with us. As well as remember, run and grab your mirror. Because during this time, we want you to be able to not only hear us talking, but be able to minister to yourself, or being ministered to, you get to see how it feels, how it actually comes and speaks to you as an individual. So again, I want to say good morning, and I see that my co-host is already on the line. So I'm going to go to her, and I've already opened the lines to you. Good morning, Dr. Lady Kathy Howard. How are you? And good morning again. Good morning.
Good morning, Teen. How are you?
Good morning, Teen. She said good morning, Teen. Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
Oh, Lord. I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Not bad at all. I am actually loving this rain. I love the rain.
I know.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yes,
I have every window.
I love it. Do you? Oh, yes. Awesome. And then in Vegas, we don't get a whole lot of rain, so it's a commodity here, as well as the water. So we appreciate it when it comes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I want
to cleanse the air.
We've been talking about it, talking about straightening my tiara. And some of our little tags are, I hear the music, clarity, cleansed, recognizing authority. How do I say, and then oops. No is never just no, and dance to the music. Well, I want to kind of start with talking about Saturday. For me, I performed with the conductor of the New York Philharmonic. And
Right?
Tell you, oh, my God, yes. And I've even been invited to New York at the end of the month, which I'll be going. But the I had the most amazing experience. You know, if you think about it, the event was considered the Marriage in God's Image, Blessing and a Rededication of the Marriage Ceremony. Amazing. There was like 3,000 people. And I tell you to see, yes, there were some that were married for 48, 58, 68 years. But the thing that really pricked my heart was to see how they came in humility from Washington, D.C., from everywhere around the globe. That was the one, they were the ones that were rededicating their marriage. But there was also those that were not married and wanted to be in the position, so they were extended a blessing for the up-and-coming marriages for them. So when we talk about straightening our tiara, or our tiara, as they would say, I wanted to kind of talk about that today. You know, the whole marriage, the whole image of marriage has been so broken down in America, and that has been one of the things that has kept us here in America so strong. The union, the relationship, and how everyone's hearts are turning back to the Father and to their relationship, their marriage, not just relationship, but the marriage in the relationship. And the ceremony actually, it put me in a place where I now understand why you have to celebrate the marriage, why you have to continue to recognize the marriage, not just the husband and wife, but everybody. And it makes such a difference. So I'd like to invite you to it next year, and I'll let everybody know in advance.
Please do.
Because they do it all around the world. They did it in Madison Square Garden, where there were over 10,000 people. So when it comes to straightening our tiara, I want us to talk about the marriage, the relationship, and not necessarily some of us are not married in with the man and woman marriage right now, but the marriage back to the Father and ourselves. There's a special place that we have in God's heart, and we have to remember that. And so when I started talking about I Hear the Music, the song that I sang for the event that was perfect for opening up, I didn't know what God was doing, but I was just making myself available, was the song Yes. And I put in there, I Do, during that. And everyone said it was perfect for the event. But not only that, it prepared a lot of them for the opportunity to reconnect and recommit to their relationship and their husband or wife. But we're going to get into talking about straightening the tiara again. And I talked to Dr. Hilton, our Dr. Phil, who cannot wait to pull into this conversation on Friday. So we will continue it again on Friday. But talking about the straightening your tiara, I saw a couple of the ladies that got married on Saturday. And a few of them had a tiara on their head. And as a matter of fact, one of them, her tiara was a little bit tilted. Yeah, it was tilted because they had to come down these beautiful stairs. They had one area where the couples that were rededicating their marriage came down on the right, and the either the couples or the singles came down on the left. And her coming down, you know, I just, like she said, the whole emotional part of it, that her tiara began to kind of tilt, and to straighten her tiara for her and to prepare her for her groom was simply amazing. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about being able to assist. We talked about that too, Lady Kathy, about being ready for your assignment. And it's just blowing my mind. My assignment has become my mandate. So let's talk about that today. I'm so excited. Let's go. Let's talk about when you finally hear the music of your assignment and you recognize that when you look in the mirror that if your tiara is a teeny bit tilted, straighten it up. Let's talk about it.
You know, when we talk about our tiara, I call it tiara, my granddaughter is tiara. But I guess the proper pronunciation is tiara.
Absolutely, tiara.
Okay. We think about it. I I always got too many thoughts going through my head at one time. We think about our life. Our tiara is directly reflecting our life up until that point. And so if we had a life that was really rocky and a life that was really tumultuous, and while you were talking, I was thinking about Miss, what's her name, Vanessa Williams. I was thinking about her and how she, in my mind, I'm going through this whole ceremony for Miss America or Miss Universe, whatever the contest is at that time. I was thinking about how she had the title and her tiara was crooked and she lost the title. And the reason why she lost the title was because the things that transpired before she got the title showed up and made her tiara crooked. She was no longer this perfect, you know, vessel to be crowned Miss America. Was it Miss America or Miss USA? Miss Universe,
Miss USA.
So many of them. Miss USA. She was no longer the perfect vessel to be crowned Miss USA because there was her tiara was crooked. And even though they tried to put it on straight, the next day it was crooked because the things that she had done leading up to becoming Miss USA on her, and she had to give up her crown. And when we think about getting to that point, all the sacrifices that you make, you've lived that life, and so you know exactly how it goes. I'm not familiar with it, but there's a lot of competing that you have to do with other people who are equal to you at that point to be able to excel and come home with the crown. And so she did that, did all the work. She did all the work. There's a lot of work. She did all the work,
yeah,
only to have the crown taken from her. We don't want that to happen in our life. We want to make sure that everything that's leading up to us reaching that goal, getting that tiara, is straightened out in our life before we have to put on a crown and it becomes crooked. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, you know
and
what,
years
too?
Later, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, they apologized to her.
Absolutely.
What was it, 30 years
Absolutely.
Ago?
Yeah, 28 years ago, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she actually lost it because of choices, making choices at a young, immature age, and they came to bite her in the rear. So, again, a lot of times when you do things, be aware that they can come back. It could be good or it can be bad. But the thing that happened was that a lot of times because of her youth and the mistakes made in her youth, they came back and apologized not just to her but to her mother, because her mother was the ridicule that her mother received. She had to stop teaching and all these different things.
Oh,
that they took away her choices, but it was because of her daughter's choice. But because she stood with her daughter, even in her daughter's adversity, she was she found herself in the place of a lot of ridicule. So not only did they apologize to Vanessa, but they made a quick and, I mean, not just a quick, but a very poignant expression to go before her mother and apologize to her mother on national television around the world. That was breathtaking because it gave her back. She was able to straighten. She didn't have to do it, but they went back and they straightened her mother's tiara because it was not her that caused the issue, but because it was her daughter, the ridicule began to bleed down. So, yeah, again, that's really amazing what you just said. I'm going to let you continue on that because I just wanted to interject that one piece. Go ahead.
Thanks. I appreciate that because I didn't have all the details correct. But we don't want to do all the work only to get to the finish line and somebody say, oh, no, you don't qualify because your tiara is not straight. You have some issues. You got some stains on your gown. Your life has not been projecting a life of someone who can be the image for this USA, you know, for a whole country. And then only years later to say, oops, I made a mistake. I mean, that would just be devastating to me. That would be devastating to me. You publicly humiliated me and my mother, took away my crown that I worked so hard for, because of a life a decision that I made had nothing to do with my moral character, because I wouldn't have gotten to this point, only my personal life. And you're saying, no, your crown is crooked. But how many times do we judge people based on one little thing that they do in their life and say, oh, no, you're not good enough, you don't qualify? You were talking about being the marriage ceremony that you went to. Christ is married to the church. We are the bride of Christ. He is married to the church. And I'm so happy that they're bringing marriage back, or actually they're celebrating marriage and making marriage an institution like it was. It was a holy institution. Marriage has maintained it with a whole bunch of stuff right now. But it has never changed in the Word of God. It's never changed in the Bible. Christ has always been married to the church. And marriage has always been sacred to him. And so for them now to celebrate marriage, especially 50 years, 60 years, 20 years, 10 years, these days, 5 years is a celebration.
Right.
But we have to remember that in order to stay in a marriage that long, there were a lot of sacrifices made, and that's what Christ did to us, did for us. He made a lot of sacrifices for us because he loved us so much, and he was married to us. He was committed to us. So he sacrificed for us so that we can stay in a marriage or in a relationship.
Right. Well, the other part of that is, too, you said something that was pretty important there. You said that they judged her, they judged her from her ignorance in her youth. But in that, she fell down, they took away her crown, but she got back up. She never, ever stopped. And in the history of the Miss America pageant, no one has gone on to has been able to be in their career and successful as she had. They had to acknowledge that. They had to acknowledge that even though they took that tiara, there was another tiara that was placed on her head that never, ever tilted, even in her weakest
that
moment.
That tiara, it went from a tiara to a mantle.
Exactly. Exactly. And then they had to come back, and they had to take the tiara that they had taken away from her, and they had to give it back. So they actually acknowledged that she should have never been removed from Miss America, and how she served still as Miss America without the title or the tiara. So a lot of times, just letting you know out there that you might have made mistakes in your youth. You might have made them in your youth, but just as Lady Kathy just said, you never give up. You never give up. And then Donnie McClurkin had a song that's amazing. The song that he said was, we fall down, but we get up.
Mm.
We fall down, but we get up.
Yeah.
For us sinners.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us.
A
nobody was
just
born.
A sinner,
with, yes, the saint is just
down.
A sinner.
But God
who fell down, but you got up. And the key to it is knowing that you're not down forever. The key is that somebody and everybody all of us have made mistakes. The things that I have been, done. And if they came around and somebody wanted to put them out there, I'm not ashamed because I'm transparent about it. And I will not deny it. But the other part of that is that I never let my fall down keep me down. So process of everything that this whole thing about straightening your tiara, it has been such a revelation to me. Like I said, this weekend there was, I mean, it was amazing. As a matter of fact, there was one couple that we know here in Vegas, and I won't say their names, but the wife actually has a bit of dementia. And she's in a wheelchair, but he was right there at that rededication. He's the one that dresses her. He's the one that feeds her. He brought her in the wheelchair, but she was dressed. They were dressed alike. And to see the pride that he had for this woman who is, like he said to me, he said, she served me for over 40 years. Now it's my turn to serve her. Many had asked him, why don't you just put her into a senior home? He said, no way. She served me for 40 years. Now it's my turn to serve her. I mean, he combs her hair, everything. And to experience that and know that kind of dedication into the relationship, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. It may not be you. it might be your spouse that is taken down. So another thing for spouses, male or female, straighten your crown or your tiara. You're only a breath away from being the one that goes down when everybody else thought it would be the other person. And you have to have that stamina to know that is going to, everything's going to be all right, and to look at the dedication that took place in marriage and the commitment. It reignited in me my love for my father that loves me that much that when I can't even, the poem Footprints, but outside of Footprints, he straightens my tiara. That blows my mind. That's just so amazing. Go ahead, Lady Cat.
I have so many emotions going on right now because that, you know, but love, the Bible says in 13 of Corinthians, love never fails. Love suffers all. It sees no wrong that's done to it. You know, that's the whole love chapter in Corinthians. And it is not, it keeps no count of the wrongs that are done to it. There's so many things about love, and our Father loved us that much until he sacrificed everything for us. He didn't say, well, your tiara is crooked, or I need to do over. I need to do you over because I made a mistake. The thing about that I love about Vanessa Williams, because if I believe if she hadn't ever gotten her crown taken away from her, she may have not been as powerful as she was, but she used that as a tool and a stepping stone. But I would suffice it to say that she was already what she was before she was crowned. This is why she can get back up and keep stepping, because that didn't define her. That was a moment in time. She was still a magnificent, go-getting woman who was determined to be successful at any cost. That wasn't going to stop her. But because she had that stick-to-itiveness, they had to come back and say, you made a mistake. Your tiara was not crooked.
Never been done in the history.
So in two ways, she changed the history. Twice. They took it from her, that never been done. They gave it back to her, that's never been done. Why? Because she refused to quit. She refused to give up. She still excelled in the face of adversity because she made the stones that they threw at her, she made her stepping stone, and she became very successful in that. So she's a prime, and so to me, that made her the perfect example of Miss USA. The perfect example, not a crown, not her title.
Yeah, and they had to acknowledge
that. But the fact
that
she would not allow them to, but listen, they stripped her of her crown, but they couldn't strip her of who she was.
Right. That's the other thing, too. Your limits are not your limit. Your limitations are not the all-in to your limits. It's only a stepping stone. I remember that I used to always say that the things that they say no to me, and you know my saying no is on, you flip it backwards. But there are pieces of wood, yeah. There are splinters that have been in our fingers for years for the what you cannot. But I take a splinter from my finger and I put it onto a wood-burning fire, and just those bit of twigs and splinters cause me to bring forth a fire to fight. And when I say fight, to get up again. You know, I mean, you can fall, yes. You can have your tiara a little tilted when you may stumble. But know that once you get back up, straighten that tiara, and your life can be as this, that's history, can be historical. So anytime it seems like you have to fall,
yes,
that you think may take you down,
call.
It's only an opportunity. It's only an opportunity for you to use that as a stepping stone to go to the next level. If you think about the times when any of us have fallen away, fallen down, and you're all scraped up. I don't know if you've ever been on a bike. And then the funny part is, if you ever think about it too, when you fall, I don't know about you,
bike.
I'll say me. Okay, you do what?
I broke my leg on the bike.
Oh, my. Well, you know what? The thing that I was thinking about on this, you know when you fall, just regularly you'll fall? And I know when I was living in Ohio, I wasn't used to ice, black ice. And I tell you, I came out that church and came down those stairs, and I hit some ice and fell and hit the back of my head. And I tried to jump Ooh. Back up, you know, right away.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was so shaken. Yeah. You know how you do that. We do that. You fall down,
oh,
you jump up.
I lived in Ohio.
Saw you. Yeah, I know.
She'll be grateful.
But I couldn't jump back up. Every nerve ending in my body was like, you know, when you hit your funny bone. Mm-hmm. And when they came to help me, everybody else had to walk lightly. Otherwise, they'd have been down on the ground with me. But the fact is still, I have fallen off of a bike and jumped back up and got back on like I was okay. There are opportunities that even when I fell and I couldn't get up on my own, like footprints, there was the gentleman from the church that came and got me up. So we always have the opportunity of a do-over, a do-again. And here it is. She's able to have her do-over, her do-again, and it's historical. I talk a lot about the things in my life that have been historical. And then here it is again, you know, another historical moment for a woman that, man, I tell you, they beat her up, too. They beat her. Oh, my goodness. They were at her parents' home.
Oh, yes.
They put a blemish on her. But to come back and for the same people that took her down to come and apologize and lift her back up. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
You know, straighten your tiara. It's okay. And if you don't have the energy or the fortitude to do it for yourself, just keep moving, keep walking. Someone will straighten your tiara for you. Today's been simply amazing. I tell
There's
you,
record
said, this weekend took me to another level, as I said. And I prepare myself today. I was thinking about it. I didn't even put the show up until last night because I didn't know. God hadn't spoken to me. But I say to everyone out there, to each and every one of us, there's a season. There's a time. There's preparation. But more than anything, throughout the entire walk, never let them see you sweat. There are times that you will cry. There are times that you skin your knees. But get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Some way, somehow, it's now time for you to be. Obviously, it's time for us now to put our tiaras back on and to know that everything that was seemed as a negative is getting ready to be a positive. Well, wow, First Lady Kathy, so how was your service this weekend? You know, I can only say I told you how mine was. So now how was your service?
You know, the service was awesome. But Friday night, I went to a service over at RAM for Dr. Ron Thomas. He was installed as supplicant bishop, and Dr. Gloria Powell was installed as the district elder for their organization, which is the PAW. And there were people from everywhere, bishops and elders, apostles from everywhere. And it was a phenomenal tear-jerking service. I mean, it was just awesome. It was so awesome to see them being elevated to the higher positions. And as I sat there, I thought about how, you know, they had paid the price to get to that position. But in our own lives, what are we aspiring to be? Where are we aspiring to be elevated to, you know, in the kingdom of God? And I also thought about how the higher you go, the more is required of you. And so I spent Friday night with them, and then on Sunday, as you know, my husband is still fasting. So he's in his like 25th day of his 40-day fast. And I tell you what, and you know this, the anointing that comes off of these great men of God when they're fasting, the way God uses them in ministry is just so phenomenal. And I really just watched him in awe because he's lost about 25, almost 30 pounds, I guess, and he's a little frail thing. But when he's ministering, you would think he had a steak dinner before he went out to preach. Because it's the strength is just so phenomenal. And I looked at him and I said, he's not even in control right now. God is in control. God's strength is being made perfect in his weakness. And they're on such a high. When they're ministering, and especially when they're fasting, when you deny everything to follow Christ The Bible says that if you want to follow me, you must first, if you are my disciples, you have to deny yourself. You must first deny yourself and follow me like God did. And I look at my husband making this great sacrifice for himself as well as his family. Because, you know, he has a sister that's in great health right now as well. So he's been a sacrifice to bring health, wellness, and healing to the family. And his mind, is, you know, he makes his mind up to do something. He has such a strong constitution. And our service was just so phenomenal yesterday because the anointing of God showed up through his sacrifice. And we're still reeling behind that one. We're still reeling
That's
behind
a blessing.
That one.
Wow.
Yes, it is. It's a blessing.
Wow. Yeah, well, I tell you, we're at the
is
end
another
of our...
dying art.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Man. Well, I tell you what, and speaking of straightening the tiara of the crown, God knows what he's doing right now, and that's the key. And we just have to keep walking. That's the main thing. This is First Lady Blog Talk Radio, and as I said, I am your host, Suzalynn McDonald. We're at the end of our show, and today is so, it has been such a blessing for both of us and all of you that are able to share with us. And I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals with anything that's traumatic to you, anything that will cause you to feel the pull of being needing someone to talk to, needing someone to just listen to you. The phone number is area code 702-683-6373. And also Destined for Glory Ministries, which is Lady Kathy, I'll let you tell that for us, please.
Yeah, our address is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Service times are 11 and on Sunday morning, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Come and join us.
All righty. Well, this is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank you for joining us, and we are here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30, as we say goodbye to you and say enjoy the rainy weather and just take some time for yourself. Look in the mirror, straighten your tiara, and begin your day. Have an amazing day, and thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.